Vendredi matin, la tasse de café programme sur l'âge sur KVPI AM, Classic Country 1050 sur KVPI FM, Oldies 92.5 et aussi ton après stream vivant de sur le internet à oldies925.com. Ça c'est Mark Lane, Martel Adouin et mon partenaire Charlie Manuel va être ici au microphone pour commencer à prendre vos téléphones calls. Et les deux lignes de téléphone ouvertes. Tu peux appeler un numéro de phone, 363-2124, mais on a deux lignes, 363-2124. Notre programme est présenté à vous comme un service par Ardouin Salvage Store, Bonne Nouvelle, Jerry's Furniture, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Family Hair and Gifts, K&B Grocery, Assured Home Medical, Chapman's Dirt, Sand and Gravel, Village Boutique, Le Pharmacie à Blake's B&S Grocery et Brown's Furniture Showplace. C'est votre programme, mes amis. Ça, c'est qu'offert. Notre programme est aussi spécial parce que de les phone calls, les comments, on attrape tous les semaines de vous. Et tu peux appeler, c'est un compte, un comment, une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, ou tu as des mémoires de l'échange des années passées. Donnez les autres phone calls, les deux lignes de téléphone au Vanastor à 363-2124. Et comment ça va, Monsieur Charlie Manuel?
Moi, je suis content d'acharner un petit brin plus longtemps. Ça m'a donné la chance d'attraper mon souffle.
Ah,
Oh, Lord Demark, c'est pas d'en avoir un tas de nouvelles, mais c'est de... Je connais pas la chaleur à peu rattraper avec moi.
Oh.
Ça peut slow down la personne, monsieur Charles. C'est pas bon, ça. Et ça semble comme si les températures vont tomber un petit brin.
Mais pas un tas, Charlie.
Si t'as lundi, ça donne de... Il va être 88 degrés, ça va être fraîche. En plus de ça, on a pu avoir cette semaine. Moi, j'ai vu des affaires de... Je crois pas, j'avais jamais vu de ce thermomètre à la maison. J'ai vu une température à 103 degrés.
On a frappé scrosse 102 hier, ou avant hier ici.
Et moi, la mienne avait frappé 103.
Et le heat index, je ne connais pas la définition du heat index, mais accordant à notre computer qui attrape toute l'information comme ça, le feel-like temperature, Randy a trouvé, c'était hier ou avant hier, ça frappait 113 ou 114 degrés.
Mais je crois que c'était avant hier.
C'est pas croyable.
Parce que avant hier, tu sortais dehors, là, c'est comme si tu avais un réchaud, tu t'avais bouillé juste de chaleur. Mais hier, il y avait, hier après-midi, ça c'était sur le tard de l'après-midi, autour de 5 heures, quand j'ai sorti dans la cour en arrière, c'était un petit fraîche.
Un petit fraîche?
Il y avait un petit fraîche à l'ombrage. Mais avant hier, il n'y avait pas de petit fraîche, écoute. Tu ne restais pas planté dessus le patio, là, non. Et Marc, moi, j'ai une question ici, là.
T'as une question, Charlie?
Ouais, je vois ça ici, là, ça dit Snooks. Tearing down building. Alors,
accordant à un de notre... je crois que c'était quelqu'un qui est un voisin de Snooks. Appelez-nous autres pour dire que le propriétaire de Snooks a commencé à détruire pour tear down... La vieille bâtisse connue comme Snooks Bar and Lounge.
Oh, mais il y a eu du bon temps dans la passée. Voilà.
And I'm not sure, you know, if people want to give us a call and share their memories of Snooks. How many years ago was it built? Maybe some of the bands that played there. I know there was one Cajun band that played there forever. I forgot the name of that band. But maybe people can share some memories. And it was the man who ran the place, who owned it, was named Snook, right?
Snook Foray. Yeah.
And it was a very popular place once upon a time, Charlie.
Yeah. Je connais plus que c'était le propriétaire de Stur, mais je connais pas d'un temps, c'était Monsieur Hervé Brunet, qui était le propriétaire de la bâtisse.
On a des phone calls, Charlie.
On a des phone calls. Mais non, Charlie. Et bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and who's this?
George Guillory.
Yes, sir, Mr. Guillory.
Okay, I brought my buddy from France, Jean-Pierre, to la table de français.
Right.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, go ahead, George.
And he told me to tell the people from Villeplage how he enjoyed himself. and had a great time, and how he appreciated trying to save the French culture. And also to thank Mrs. Mabel Fulman for sending pictures of the thing so he could show his friends from France.
Uh-huh.
So thank you all for that.
Well, good.
In fact, Miss Mabel shared those pictures with us, George, and they're on our internet. So your friends in France, they can go to our internet website, and all of those pictures from La Table Française, including your special visitor from France, his picture is on our website as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. On un autre call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Jacob Gurry.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, that's the Snooks building?
Yes, sir.
I remember that from when I was a kid in the 40s.
Now, come on now.
That building was a grocery store.
It was a grocery store?
I believe that's what it was. It belonged to Mr. It didn't belong to him. I don't know who it belonged to. But Mr. Boss Andrus had that place. And his family lived in there.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go there with my sister. She was a little older than me, and we'd go over there, and she'd visit with the little girls that lived in there, you know.
Oh, okay. So your members are not of Snooks, the bar and lounge.
Oh, I remember Snooks well.
But this is before it was a grocery store.
This is before Snooks was built.
Wow.
That was in the 40s?
Snooks took over.
That was in the 40s, you said?
Yeah, in 40, probably 45, maybe a little later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was Mr. Boss Andrews that lived there.
So you don't...
I don't know if he's the one, but it was a store that told him before, because they had living quarters in there also.
Yeah, because I know, I can't tell you the timetable on that, but I do know that Mr. Abe Brunet was the owner.
Oh, correct, yeah. I worked at Snooks already.
Bus
Snooks about in the 70s, the early 70s, I'd worked there on Saturday nights.
Yeah, because you
were there for about 6 months bartending.
What was the name of that Cajun band that played there for 30 years?
I don't remember who it was.
I think the name of his band was the Mamou Playboys.
Could very well be one of the accordion players was Reed. No, not Reed, Tate. I'm trying to think of his name. He lives on Derwent Street.
Well, maybe if Miss Ann is listening, she could give us a buzz and enlighten us with some of this information.
Okay.
Well, appreciate it, Jacob.
Bye-bye.
All right, another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
You remember going to Snooks, too, on Saturday nights, huh?
I was 12 years old when they closed it, sir.
Okay, so you don't remember anything.
Oh, I remember the bar, yes, sir, but I'm Stephen Duper. I was 12 years old when they closed it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I have a question for Mark.
What year did they close it?
1980.
80?
Yes, sir.
1980.
Yeah, Mark, they closed it in 1980. Yeah, I have a computer brain. I remember everything.
It must be nice.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to be our age. Your computer's going to start slowing down.
I remember everything for everybody.
Yeah, but your computer will slow down after you get a certain age.
Well,
everything slows down after a certain age.
Mark.
What's your question, Steven?
You know, Michael died, Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You know, Monday's Motown Monday, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if y'all were going to play a special program for Michael.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely play some Jackson 5, you bet, and some Michael Jackson as well.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay. And on call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'était Monsieur Maurice Barza qui jouait chez Snow.
Maurice Barza.
30 et quelques années.
Maurice Barza et les Mamou Playboys.
Non, il a joué le dimanche au soir, il a joué au Blue Goose. Pour longtemps, peut-être pas aussi longtemps que ça, mais il a joué des années là aussi.
Ça, c'était le Blue Goose à Eunice, hein?
Ouais.
Where was it? Where was the Blue Goose located at in Eunice?
On North 2nd Street.
North 2nd.
Ça, c'était en rentrant dedans Eunice, dans le bourg du Nord, près du chemin de fer?
Ouais, on a du chemin de fer. Il y avait le dépôt et le wholesale et tout ça.
Who ran the Blue Goose?
Oh, a lot of people. It's been in, I think, since 1906 until...
1906?
Yeah.
Cool. Wow, that's an old business. Hein?
Ça, c'était... Mais la bâtisse est toujours là?
Non, ça l'a défait 3-4 ans passé, enfin.
Oh. Parce que tu connais, c'est l'habitude d'être la moyenne. Nous autres, on allait à Eunice, on rentrait dans ce chemin sale. Mais il y a des années, je n'ai pas passé là, ça fait... Je connais plus qui c'est ces petits bras autour de l'arbre.
Il n'y a plus de Blue Goose. Il n'y a plus de Green Wing non plus. Il n'y a plus de club ici à UNESCO.
There was a club called the Pterodactyl in there. Do you remember one called the Pterodactyl? Or am I dreaming that?
I don't think I
don't remember that one. Okay.
That's a new name to me. Okay, well, we appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, but I certainly remember I heard of the Blue Goose, Charlie.
Well, ouais, il y a du monde.
Les oies bleues.
Là, je sais, c'est là, mais ça fait.
Share your memories of Snooks and anything else you would like to talk about. Donnez-nous un téléphone call, mes amis. Les deux lignes ouvertes à 363-2-2-4. 363-2-1-2-4. So he said, Mr. Maurice Bérezan played there for how many years, Charlie? 30 years? Yeah. Ça, c'est un bon bout, non?
Un bon bout, non, oui. Écoute, moi, j'ai des paroles pour adresser cette heure-là. Ça, c'est... La première parole, c'est de The Family Hand Gift, ici, dans la Ville-Plante. T'as déjà entendu parler de
ça? Oh, ouais, Charles.
Ils sont sur East Lincoln Road. Et nous autres, on va dire que c'est du vieux monde pour faire affaire avec. Et on a tout besoin de haircuts, que ça soit pour un homme ou une dame ou les enfants. Tout quelqu'un a besoin de haircuts. Et vous autres pouvez faire couper vos cheveux direct là en Family Hand Gift sur East Lincoln Road. Et là, ça peut vous offrir des spray tanning. Pour cette lande-voûte, de se préparer pour l'été ici, là, ici. Ça fait un gros sale de courir et sur tous les différentes marchandises. Ils ont pour réduire leur inventaire, ça fait le seul moyen, ça peut le faire, c'est si ça donne des discounts et vous donnez, vous, la chance de prendre avantage de tout ça. Là. Ça, c'est le Family Hand Gifts. Vous ne va pas regretter quand vous allez échapper avec nous autres.
T'es pas allé pour d'autres calls, Charlie?
Oui, allons, Charlie. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Allez, comment ça va?
Eh bien, ça va beaucoup bien.
J'aime Thibodeau, Church Point.
Oui, monsieur Thibodeau.
Ça parlait pas des bands, c'est Snooks. Je crois que Pat Ricard a joué dans le de Church Point. Lui et Becky, ça fait Richard.
Uh-huh.
A joué là longtemps.
All right.
Vendredi au soir, peut-être, ou les samedis, je me rappelle.
Ah, ils avaient des balles sur les week-ends.
Oh, yeah.
T'es déjà venu ici, c'est Snooks?
J'étais
un fois
là, au jungle.
Ah, ah. Je connais le jungle, habitué d'avoir les bandes aussi, Maurice Barza.
Oh, oui.
Pas Maurice. Austin Pete habitué de jouer en jungle.
C'était le vieux corps libre, hein?
Hein?
On était déjà, il venait d'Elton, je crois.
Ouais. Austin Pete?
Ah,
ouais, c'était
un
mécanicien.
Yeah. Et là, le vieux Pterodactyl, là, on s'assied. C'est le même bord du Purple Peacock, pas loin.
So you remember the pterodactyl?
Yeah, we used to live over there.
Oh, okay, because I thought I'd heard that name before. C'est drôle de nom pour un club, pterodactyl. And it was right across the street from the purple peacock?
No, on the same side.
On the same
one
side.
One night, just a little further, going towards the Appaloosa.
Oh, okay, the pterodactyl.
It was just a bar that I remember.
So they didn't play, they didn't have music? Huh?
Maybe, I don't know, but you know. To me, it was just a little bar that we deliver, you know?
Yeah.
Moi, je connais la réponse, mais il ne veut pas ni dire.
Mais je ne connais pas s'il y avait des bandes là, ou quoi?
Moi, je ne connais pas, je ne me rappelle pas de cette place, le dit tout.
I remember the Purple Peacock.
Moi aussi, le Purple Peacock, mais pas Pterodactyl.
Ben, OK, y'all.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Jim. And I called, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hola.
Hey.
It's Sylvia again.
Yes, Sylvia.
Listen, I went to school with Boss Andrus's wife.
Uh-huh.
She lived in Easton.
Right.
She quit school. I think she was one of the bunch that quit school in about the eighth grade and married Boss. And but we kept in touch, but I used to go by there and visit them.
Right.
As far as I know, the last time I talked to anybody... after her and Boss separated, she bought a house right behind where the old, they moved down by Walmart.
Uh-huh.
The drive-in.
Right.
And, she has a house right behind there. And, she was living there a few years ago because I stopped in and talked to her. But I think if she's still living, she's in the Ville Platte nursing home.
Right.
Because I don't remember y'all saying anything about her dying.
Right.
But I used to talk to her after Boss died, and Boss had a camp out at Miller's Lake. And after we come back from De Quincy, well, Wilson and Selma Vale and Red Vale and them.
Yeah.
And Vernita Ardwan was real good friends with them.
Okay.
We all went out there one night for a party. I remember that real well.
Well, good.
Okay, well.
Your health is getting better because your memory is getting better.
Well, my memory's getting better.
Well, that's good.
And I'm walking real good.
Hot dog. Things are looking good.
But I fell at the courthouse yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I got about 15 stitches in one finger.
Oh, Lord.
And about 8 or 9 in another wrist. So I think Dr. Chuck got just some skins on the end of it. And
why'd you go do that, Miss?
I guess I didn't have nothing else to show the home help. I had to make me some.
Well, the best to you, and I hope it gets better.
I can still walk real good.
So, in other words,
it skinned my chin and skin up beside my head. Fell on my face. I fell on my stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
But left side's all sore, but I'm not as sore. And Dr. Chuck got happy with all that rapping and stuff.
Well, where was your walker all this time?
I don't use a walker.
Okay.
I want me to have a walker. He says I walk too good.
All right. Well, I'm through with that subject.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to y'all again.
Thank you very much, Miss Sylvia.
And I'm
Hey, bonjour, que tu parles?
Hey, Charlie, how y'all doing this morning?
The best we can.
Hear that? Don Fontenot.
Where, Don?
The Don Fontenot et les amis.
Yeah, Don,
les
good
amis.
To hear from you. Yeah.
I recognize that voice.
I hear you. Hey, y'all, talking about schnooks. I had called in originally to say that Mr. Maurice Barzal played there forever.
Right.
Do y'all know the last band to play at schnooks?
No, but we'd like to find out.
You're talking to him right here.
Really? You're the one that closed it down.
And Rusty Ardwan had it for a little while.
Right.
Very end.
Right.
And I'm almost positive we were the last band to play there. I played there for about 2 years.
What year was that, Don? Do you remember?
Oh, it's been 3 or 4 years ago. 5 years, maybe even more.
Because Steven says he was closed in 80. Do you think it was that far back?
No, it was open after that.
It was open in the 90s?
Yeah. Mike Ardwan had it for a while.
Okay. And his brother.
Ardwan had it for a while, and then he sold it to Randall.
Okay.
Randall had it, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, to Rusty.
No, it was Randall.
Sorry, it was Randall. Randall.
It was Randall.
Yep.
Rusty was too young.
Exactly. That's it.
All right.
Yep.
And you all greased up and fired up for the weekend?
We all fired up, man. They say it's going to be real cool out there, I think.
Well, it's not going to be 113 heat index.
Yeah, probably.
Let's hope not.
Oh, God.
But at least...
We ready, man. We primed up. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Certainly looking forward to it, Don. Thank you for calling, buddy.
Y'all take care.
Okay, right. Don. All right, and that's a good way of reminding everyone that smoke is going to be in the air here in Ville Platte, Charlie.
And it's not going to be for the fire department to be concerned.
No, sir. C'est la viande bouconnée, and we'd love to hear from Tommy McFarland. Tommy, if you're listening, or Freddie.
Or Freddie.
Or somebody from the organization. Give us a call. Give us an update on how things are coming along. For the big event that kicks off tonight, Charlie, and of course the big event is tomorrow. KVPI is going to be broadcasting live, as we always do, for the opening ceremonies, and you will be there, the MC. But just give us an update report from the Vietnam veterans and from Freddie and from Tommy on how everything is coming together.
Bon, la poussière et la boucan va voler tout en même temps.
Oh, boy.
That's everything combination, as you say.
Exactement. We've got another call, Charlie.
All right. Bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike Saussure.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Ha! We hanging in there.
Mark is close, but he's a little off. That place in Eunice, it wasn't the pterodactyl, it was the pteranodon.
The what?
Pteranodon, which means a flying dinosaur.
Okay. That's why Mr. Thibodeau said it's a big bird.
Well, I know there was a I'd always heard that there was a bar called the Pterodactyl.
Well, it's the Pteranodon.
Okay, I'm not going to argue because...
Okay, well, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it was on the same side as the purple peacock, and the sign had a big flying dinosaur on it.
I don't know that one.
Pteranodon.
Pteranodon.
Okay.
The reason I know back in the mid-60s, on my days off from offshore, I used to deliver Schlitz beer there.
Okay.
Okay. The man should know.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The man should know.
Okay. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Hey, 6-3-2-1-2-4. Let's take a break.
I don't put on that. This is Scott Dupree on Cruisery, the B&S. Is it come up like Grémont say, comes up up near the Puis Shop avec nous autres on B&S Grocery. Le Puis Shop tous les jours de la semaine pour les grosseries et ou pour des spéciales occasions. Et vous pouvez trouver de nous autres, ils sont peut vous offrir des bargains, ça c'est presque pas croyable. Vous pouvez trouver les Coke products, ça c'est une bouteille de 2 litres pour juste 1,69. Et là, il y a un 12 pack, ça c'est 12 cannes. Pour 4,99 sous et cette bouteille de Dancy Fresh. Ça c'est de l'eau pour 99 sous. Et vous allez trouver un tas d'autres services. Vous allez trouver, il y a le self-service, la viande self-service, viande tout coupée, tout préparée, et ils sont parés pour... vous n'avez pas besoin de se planter et espérer en ligne, je sais. Ils ont de la viande bouconnée, de la viande marinée, et ils ont du boudin chaud, ils ont des gratons, et leur Cajun Deli est ouvert 7 jours par semaine. Ensuite, pour vous servir de chez ça. Vous pouvez acheter votre Powerball, l'Atto et les Scratch Ticket tout en même temps. Vous pouvez se servir du gaz ou du diesel 24 heures par jour avec leur self-service pompe de Chevron. Dessus, le B&S Grocery, East Main, le coin de le chemin Saint-Sylvain-Lance-Bélair, ouvert à 6 heures du matin jusqu'à 8 heures, 7 jours par semaine. À la minute, on aura d'autres articles pour aller sur notre programme de Rochester. Quand vous êtes besoin du butin, vous êtes invité de venir, et vous êtes invité de... Oh, merci, Becky. Oh, vous voulez interrompre notre affaire. On t'a pu parler, vous pouvez venir et visiter un des plus vieux furniture stores dans le sud-ouest de la Louisiane. Et ça, c'est le Brown's Furniture Showplace. Ça, c'est le Brown's Furniture Showplace. Le propriétaire de Jasper Fontenot et ses deux garçons, Jody et Jamie. Nous autres, ça veut vous inviter de venir. Et ça veut dire, ça ici, clan de nous autres, ils ont en dessous de 50 années pour le service dans le business de le butin ici. D'ici, on habite là, vous pouvez visiter avec le maniveur Farrell Dupré et ses associés Kenneth Fontenot, Dee Desertel et Mélanie Malvaux. En ce ça vous offre un service complet de tous les différentes qualités de butin. Ça, vous êtes à peu regarder pour. Ils ont une grande ligne complète des chaises aussi, Lazy Boy, des Lanes et des Ashley. Ils ont un département de appliances par-dessus ça ici. Ça fait, pour être bien servi, Nimpi, Charles avec Farrell et son groupe ici dans la Ville-Plate. Et là, dans les autres locations, vous allez trouver, ils ont une location à Unis, à Banquet, les Abroussas et Lafayette. Brown's Furniture.
Et Charlie, on a un spécial visiteur dessus le ligne.
Un visiteur.
Un natif de Unis,
okay.
Qui est bien connu sur TV3 tous les matins.
Dis-moi pas, c'est Tom Bon, je t'ai pas appelé.
I think it is. Let's find out if it's our old friend Tom.
And good morning, and who is this?
This is Tommy McFarlane.
Oh, Tommy McFarlane.
But Tom Bon, when I spoke with him yesterday, told me to give him his regards to both of you guys. He was asking all about everybody in the real bad area. You know everybody real good, and says his hellos.
All right, I think he's on the other line, Tommy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we got the wrong lines. Can you hold on 1 second, Tom?
Take him. I'll listen. Go ahead and take him.
All right. Let's see if we got Tom Bonchet on the line here.
Bonjour.
You had the good-looking Tommy on the line. Now you got the old man, you know, Washington broadcaster on the line. How you doing, Charlie and Mark?
Hey, we're doing well. You're just making our day this morning, Tom.
Everything is good. Looking forward to being with you guys up there in Bill Platt tomorrow. You know, I'll be one of the judges for the big smoked meat festival, and I'm working up an appetite, guys.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I heard you talking, Mark and Charlie, with one of your listeners. I got the tail end. I was leaving the studios in Lafayette. I listen to you guys a lot, by the way.
Thank you.
And somebody said something about a bar across the street from the Purple Peacock or something. What was the name of it?
We thought it was the pterodactyl, but he said it was terra something else. It's some kind of flying dinosaur or something.
Now, I've been to the Peacock, and after leaving the Peacock, I have seen some flying dinosaurs.
We have, too.
We I don't remember that name, but I couldn't quite catch it, so I just wanted to find out what it is. Nonetheless, you guys are doing good, huh?
Hey, we're doing very well, doing Tom. Good.
Trying to stay cool, Tom.
Oh, man, it's hot, huh?
But I'll tell you one thing, it wouldn't be hot, it wouldn't be smoking time.
That's it.
Time to get the meat on the pit or whatever they're going to be cooking it on because, man, I can smell it here on Interstate 10. Somebody's doing a little early cooking in Ville Platte, I believe.
Oh, they're practicing.
They're practicing? Hey, yeah. By the way, Mark and Charlie, and particularly Randy, you guys did it, as usual, an incredible job for the LSU baseball coverage. I just thought it was magnificent, and y'all really step up to the plate when it comes to promoting LSUE, and y'all have to be commended to that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the compliment.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, look, get Tommy McFarland on the phone because he's going to fall asleep waiting.
Oh, he won't.
And I'm going to see you guys up at Bill Platt tomorrow.
Okay, we're looking forward to it, Tom.
Come on.
Bye-bye. And I got Tommy right now.
Okay, Tommy.
All right, back on the air, yeah. Well, Tom Vonshey, he's a real good friend of the festival and Ville Platte.
Tom Vonshey is a good guy.
Yes, he is, absolutely.
Period.
One of the best. Well, how's everybody doing in Ville Platte area?
And where are you calling us?
John Bucanet is cranking up. You got people showing up here for the fairgrounds, setting up cooking utensils and trailers, and it's just ongoing. Started early this morning. They've been here since around 7, starting to set up.
All right. So the big tents are up.
Everything is done. As I say, we're welcoming the participants as we speak. Like I said, they've been coming in since earlier this morning. The bar area, the stages, the tents, everything's done. There's going to be a whirlwind of activity during the morning hours, getting everything delivered and set up. So it's going to be a whirlwind in the Northside Civic Center area this morning.
Well, great. So
everything kicks off tonight, Tommy?
Yes, sir. At 6 o'clock, we start with the music. Yeah. We got the Bayou Cats will start off, followed by Deja Vu, and then the Travis Mott come on to close out this evening. And actually, it's not really hot this morning. It's not as warm as I thought it would have been. Looks like the showers will stay away, and it may not be as hot as it was earlier in the week. So we're thankful for that.
Well, as Freddie and I were talking earlier this week, if the rain, we dearly need the rain, and we're waiting for it, but it could only wait until Sunday morning.
Well, that's it. It's waited this long, it can wait another 36, 48 hours, and then we'll welcome it with open arms.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yeah, the heat, well, that's something we put up with every year. If it wouldn't be hot in Louisiana at the end of June, there'd be something drastically wrong, so...
You got that right.
We got plenty of shade area. We got plenty of pop rouges for those. There'll be all kind of refreshments for people to cool off and visit with the people. The big family reunion once a year in Ville Platte, Louisiana, at the Smoked Meat Festival.
We appreciate it, and we'll be there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tommy.
For calling.
All right. Our good friend Tommy McFarland with the Vietnam Veterans Smoked Meat Festival Association. Looks like everything's all coming together. Magnifique, Charlie.
All right, and I'll tell you what, our buddy Tom Bonche, we get to talk to him briefly every year at the festival, and he's one heck of a guy.
You know, one of these days we're going to get him to say, quelque-moi en français.
Well,
c'est vrai, il parle en français, mais il veut pas parler en français avec nous. Next time we're going to get him on the air, we're going to get him to say, quelque-moi en français.
It might rust his image.
Et tu connais Bonche, ça c'est un nom de cadien, Charlie.
Ça vient du Nice.
Mais oui, c'est...
Mais son père,
c'est pas un nom d'Américain, c'est un cadien.
Son père a l'habitude d'être le propriétaire ou le maniveur de KIUE.
Oh, yeah?
Monsieur Sardin, là, ça fait lui. Lui, il est comme toi. Toi, t'as été élevé dans une grosserie. Lui, il a été élevé dans la radio.
Exactement.
Et Stud, il est dessus TV. Mais c'est ça, là. Tu sais, il t'appelle, dit, il est en chemin, puis se retourner. Lui, il est gonne se coucher, c'est terrible.
Tu crois? Oh, that's right. His day is over. How'd you like to end your day at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but you have to be there by 3 o'clock in the morning.
Huh? Oh, that's true, too. That's true.
But in the meantime, Mark, hey, Mark, salute to you. I have my cup of coffee. Uh-huh. Allons voir comment bon il est.
Phone lines are back open. Give us a call. Café est bon, Charlie.
Oh, il est bon. Je suis pas dépochardé pour ça.
Give us a call. The lines are open, 363-2124, if you want to talk about Snook's Lounge or any of these old bars or Smoke Meat Festival or whatever else. Give us a call here at KVPI.
Comment j'allais pour le K&B Grocery Store, là? Quand ça vient pour cuire, comment on dit tout le temps? Pour la famille ou pour les amis, les autres veulent la viande la plus fraîche, les meilleures coupes de viande possible. C'est pas dur à trouver. Si vous savez pour faire ces champons, K&B Grocery and Meat Market, vous allez avoir le prix, ça t'est bien raisonnable, par-dessus ça. Ça fait qu'on ne va pas venir et puis choisir de leur grande sélection la viande fraîche, la viande bouconnée. Ils ont des spéciales coupes de viande, vous pouvez les appeler d'avance, ils vont les préparer pour vous autres. Ils ont 4 différentes qualités de saucisses, ils sont prêts vous offrir par-dessus ces sites-là. Vous pouvez appeler 363-0644 et aux autres, ils vont vous préparer si vous avez besoin. Là, les gratons, oh Lord, des faites cela de ce prémoir avec un demi-livre de gratons et 2-3 morceaux de boudin. Oh, ça ferait un bon déjeuner, oui, ou un bon repas n'importe qui. Tant, mais ça, c'est tout le temps fait fraîche, tous les jours, en bas, la couverture de le K&B Grocery. C'est en bout de Lincoln Road, bout du West, en coin du chemin Saint-Yvon, Chico Park, là, pour pas les manquer. Ils sont ouverts 7 jours par semaine, lundi au samedi, 7h jusqu'à 7h, et dimanche 7h jusqu'à 5h. Ça fait, on veut vous demander qu'on fasse de vous autres vos chapaliers. Comme vous pouvez trouver ça, vous autres vous, maintenant, en K&B Grocery Meat Market.
You know, Charlie, you talked about how hot it's been the last few days, last few weeks. We hit 102, 103 here in Ville Platte. Looking at our Today in History. Aujourd'hui, dans 1990, Arizona Republic newspaper reported it hit 122 degrees in Phoenix. 122. Hot enough to cancel some flights at the airport.
Ça, c'est doit être assez chaud pour, comme ça dit tout le temps, assez chaud pour freiner un œuf dessus les sidewalks.
Yeah, I've heard of that term.
Oui, moi, Radeki, j'aimerais pas marcher de nu-pied, là.
122 degrés.
Mais ici, dans la ville plate, cette semaine-là, là, tu t'es moins brave si tu marchais de nu-pied dessus les sidewalks. Parce que le concrete me se réchauffait joliment bien. Mm-hmm. Parce que, moi, je connais, j'avais mes souliers, et tu te plantais là pour une minute ou deux, la chaleur passant à travers les semelles de souliers. Oui. Et pas, tu n'aperçois pas ça ici dans le studio, non.
Non.
Pas de ça. La fraîche est bonne ici. On a quelqu'un d'autre sur la ligne?
No, we have a lines are open. Give us a call here at KGPI 363-2124.
Allons, chers, c'était pour Mike Ordouin. On Ardwin Savage Tour, le Burn Store, Dusan, West Main, ici de la Ville Plate, la Place Hughes. Qualité de bargain, dessus toute qualité de marchandise, monde. Vous autres, pour pas s'imaginer, ça vous autres, vous pourrez trouver, droit de Stella, si vous autres, viens puis shop avec Mike et son crew, en Ardwin's Savage Store. Mike dit, une chose, je vais vous garantir. Je vais vous traiter bien, je vais vous donner le service, et je vais vous donner le prix, ça t'est raisonnable. Par-dessus ça. Ça, c'est le Ardwin's Salvage Store. Dusan, West Main, ici de la Ville Plate. Et Radeki, si Mike peut nous écouter, peut-être lui pourrait nous appeler, puis nous dire une histoire ou deux pour le vieux Snook's Bar.
That's right, he ran it for several years. Huh?
Yeah, Mike et son frère Randall, à la finition. Mm-hmm. De ça, ici, là. Et quand ça a fermé, de ça, c'était une église, quoi.
That's true. It became a church for a while.
A rocking church. All right. On n'a pas d'autres phone calls?
No.
Bon, mais ça fout une excuse, là, tout une excuse, il n'y a plus rien. Et ils ont pu espérer pour quelqu'un d'autre nous appeler de chez ça.
For those of you who live in the Ville Platte area, right around noon tomorrow, if you hear a big booming sound, ça va pas être la fin du monde. It'll be that jet flyby. Those jets will be flying in.
Et ce ne sera pas les États-Unis qui seront peut-être attaqués.
Let's hope not, Charlie. No. It'll just be the jet fly-by for the opening ceremonies tomorrow at the Smoke Meat Festival. And all of y'all are invited to come. If you can't come, KVPI will be there broadcasting live the opening ceremonies, and it's going to be a good one, Charlie. It always is.
Well, as far as that flyby, whether you're there or not, you're going to hear it.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you, if you're outside, you'll see it. Those big old F-15s, they come at you. Oh, buddy, you want to hit the ground on this. And they've been doing it for several years. And you know, we're one of the few activities that has the flybys on this over here. So thank goodness to our personnel up there in New Orleans who have been putting in some good words for us. So they know who they are, and we're not going to start naming anyone. Because if we start naming someone, we may leave a name
out. We'll leave a name out.
And we're going to make someone mad. Ah, we don't go there.
No.
They all know who they are.
Donnez nous un call. 363-2124. C'est un des mémoires de Snook's Lounge that we understand is being torn down, which is a landmark here in Ville Platte for so many years, as Don and other people mentioned, Mr. Maurice Barza and his Cajun band, the original Mamou Playboy band, played there for 30 years, Jordan.
You know, maybe Mr. Teet listening, or one of the boys from Teet's next door, they may be able to throw some light on that. They'd give us a call. We'd be most appreciative of
That's
this
it.
Over here. As all you got to do is give us a call and give us the information. That's all we're asking. We're just asking a small favor. We don't want any money. That's for sure. We just want some information.
That's it.
And we don't pay anything for the information either. We just tell you thank you, though. So, n'a pas de call encore?
No.
Papa son don? Ah, mais moi, je vais prendre une autre gorgée de... Oh,
le café est bon, Charlie.
Le café est bon. Et avant, il vient frais, là, je veux l'enjoy. Tu connais, après une heure de temps, ça vient ici, la gorge commence à chasser. Et toi, t'as quelque chose décidé?
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Charlie, comment tu dis ça en français quand les personnels peuvent, les avions peuvent mettre quelque chose dans les nuées pour la pluie commencer? Seed the clouds or something. Oh, let's see. We got a call.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Charlie. Mr. Charlie.
Hey.
Kyle Vail. How you doing?
Hey, Kyle.
Y'all doing a good job on that radio. I've been listening to y'all.
You play the Snooks, huh?
Yeah, I just want to say we had a lot of good memories over there when Mike had it and Randall.
Uh-huh.
And we played there. Played there once a month for the whole time that they were running that club.
How long did they run it for?
I don't know exactly. It must have been, it was in the late 90s and the early 2000s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just great to see a lot of these young couples who are just starting to date and get together. And good to see them now today. They're married with young kids. And, you know, just it was a good clean place that didn't have much trouble. You know, everybody got along, had a good time, and just had a lot of good memories there, you know?
Y'all didn't find too many walking sticks in the corners.
Oh.
No? Okay. I'll take that as a no.
Okay. So y'all getting ready for the festival, huh?
You betcha.
Yeah.
We're ready.
That's great. I appreciate all the times y'all played my songs on the radio and stuff, too. I want to thank y'all.
Absolutely, Kyle.
Hey, what are we here for? We're here to help our friends.
Yeah.
And we hope to continue doing it, too.
Well, I just wanted to call in and put in a word.
Well, good. We appreciate the call on this, Kyle.
Oh, no problem.
Anytime.
Y'all take care.
Right.
Seems to me, Charlie, you know, Kyle brought back another memory to me. It seems to me that Mike and some of these other owners through the years had brought some swamp pop bands like Cookie and the Cupcakes, and Rod Bernard had come to Snook's.
That's why I was saying. I was hoping maybe, I know Mike is very busy on a Friday morning like this. He's told me that time and time again on this, but I was hoping maybe he might be listening and take a couple of minutes to give us a quick call to put some of the stuff in perspective on this. But he may not be listening to us this morning because, like I said, on Fridays it's wild and crazy over at his place because he's got a new shipment that comes in on Friday morning. So, anyway, pas d'autres calls? Ben non, je suis allé pour le Doug Yashi Building Materials d'abord. Ici, de la Vie Plate, ils sont dans la branche location, ici dans le Parkview Plaza Shopping Center. La place, ici, c'est Steve Buller et tous les employés avec Doug Yashi veulent vous faire penser ce week-end. Si c'est un bon week-end pour venir à la Vie Plate et visiter du nom de le festival de la viande bourgogne. Bien entendu, vous êtes à pire venir, venez puis shop pour votre besoin en Doug Yashi Building Materials. En sorte, ils ont n'importe qui, vous êtes peut-être gardé pour, parce qu'ils sont une boutique complète, que ce serait une boîte de clous, ou que ce serait pour la peinture, ou du bois, ou ça. Ça, il vous manque pour faire votre job, vous devrez venir, et puis vous devrez charler avec Steve et tous les travailleurs là. Doug Yashi Building Materials, ça c'est Doug Yashi Building Materials, ils ont une location ici dans la Vie Plate, dans le Parkview Plaza Shopping Center. Ils en ont un à Rennes, la Nouvelle-Ébédie, Pointe-Breau, et deux locations à Lafayette pour mieux vous servir.
Oh, right. 363-2124, 363-2N24. Et ça semble comme la vieille mois de juin est proche fini, Charlie. On a juste quelques d'autres jours qui restent, hein?
Quand on va revenir, ça sera le mois qui vient.
Et ça va être une autre fête, la fête de 4 de Juliette.
Right. Ça, you see, on va allumer les feux d'artifice.
How you say fireworks? Les feux d'artifice?
Yeah.
Artificial fire.
Ah, c'est ça, ça dit. On va être un peu brûler les chandelles aussi. C'est pas les chandelles, tu appelles ça les sparklers.
You know, one thing I wanted to get, since we're only a week away from July 4th, we've talked about this many times, Charlie, but maybe we can jog the memory of some people who remember July 4th celebrations here in Ville Platte. Once upon a time, the veterans of Ville Platte had a big celebration.
They did.
And
they even had the running of the tournoi.
The tournoi. Did they have a parade as well, Charlie?
I really don't remember.
But I've heard a lot of talk about the political speaking.
Oh, yes.
For July 4th, the big public speaking on the steps of the old courthouse. That was a big thing.
Ville Platte had the political stuff on 4th of July, and Mamou had the political stuff for the Veterans Day, November 11th. So the politicians had their fill when they came to Evangeline Parish. They had twice in the same year they could come out there and stomp to their cause, and I well remember that. But as far as parading, I don't really.
So you don't remember July 4th parade?
And nous autres, on était dans la campagne, Marc. On faisait notre affaire dans la campagne. Pratiquement, à quelqu'un.
So you wouldn't come to town at all?
Mais pas tout le temps, non. Quand il faut aller.
Mais pour la fête de 4 de juillet, il y a rien comme.
Mais il faut faire venir en.
OK.
On peut faire un grillé ou quelque chose comme ça là, dans la campagne.
Get some more calls, Charlie.
Et bonjour. Qui t'y parle? Hello.
I'd like to make a call.
Let's try this call, Charlie.
Et bonjour. Qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, Mr. Charlie. Bonjour, Marc. Ça, c'est Tim Fontenot.
Hey, Tim. Comment les affaires?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mr. Charlie. We wouldn't come to town every day either, no, in from football.
In other words, when you won Magnolia Hill, you stayed there.
Right. We weren't even quarterback Magnolia Hill there. We were around Lamar LaFleur Bin. it was a big deal to come to town.
All right.
When you're talking about fireworks, I just want to say that our plans for the Cotton Bowl team, we're going to have, since it's the 10th anniversary, you know, we have a big fireworks show, but for the 10th, we might even have a bigger fireworks show.
You're going to get too big after a while.
No, you always say that. We don't always want it to be big. We always want it to be better.
There you go. That's the word.
You don't have to be big to be good. Sometimes a big thing is not so good. But you're right. We just want it to be better.
So, you know, sometimes you get too big, you blow up.
You're right. Yeah, that's true. And listen, we're working on something extra special, too.
But don't say it now.
Oh, no, but we got to get the people a hint, a little taste, maybe, if we can work it out.
You got to tease them.
I'm trying to bring back the bear that was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to bring it back and go to take his picture and grab the picture. So, you know, You know, I might be kind of talking with my tongue in my cheek a little bit, but the people will have to come to find out if it's true.
All right. I get you now.
You know, I don't know. We might even make him jump from the plane. We got the pair. We might call him Parabear. You know, they'll jump from a tree, so...
Okay, you, I know I can understand now that your wheels are in motion.
Yeah, my wheels are in motion. And like they said, you know, the people say, well, if that's true, that's the way you're going to have to come to find out.
There you go.
Well, you know, I wonder, you and Mark are not going to ride the plane no more?
Mark?
You're not going to ride in that jet plane? Cover? That would be something if you could cover from the plane and broadcast from live from that... the jet coming over.
You're talking about Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Ooh. You know, they go a little bit too fast for me.
Not me.
You know, if we can get Randy to jump from the airplane and broadcast with that, after a while, we're going to have to get one of y'all to broadcast from the jet for the smoke meat.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm afraid of, if I'd have to jump from that jet, it'd be my luck I'd jump over Ville Platte and end up in Opelousas.
Want to be at the wrong place.
No. I wouldn't.
Listen, if you jump, just aim for the grass. It's a little softer.
Yeah, try to roll with the punch, huh?
Roll with the punch. Well, go have a good day. We sure enjoy our show.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye,
Doc. Another call.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Charlie.
Bonjour.
65, 70 years ago, we had a parade. Oh, let me blow my television. 65, 70 years ago, we had a 4th of July parade in Ville Platte. And it was cold. I was taking care of Mrs. B.J. Fontenot, my sister-in-law. And it was so cold to where I had to wear a jacket in the house.
Whoa.
Yes.
July 4th?
What's that?
On July 4th?
Le 4 de Juliette?
Yes.
Wow.
July 4th, because I was looking at the people in the street. They live just off of Main, and I could see the people coming back from the parade.
I'll be done.
And then at the 4th of July parade in Ville Platte, and I saw this because I was taking care of Gert.
Uh-huh.
She had the flu. So it was cold, and we did have a parade. Wow. Of course, il n'y avait pas de chandelle, no. C'était assez fraîche pour me mettre un petit jacket.
Un petit capot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mais tu dis ça, ça c'était 65 à 90 ans passés?
It's 65 to 70 years ago.
And that's the reason why I don't remember.
Yeah, that's right. But I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Lena.
Right, bye-bye.
And not called, Charlie. No, not for us.
Not
for us.
All right. Now, you see, now you know why I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a little bit before your time. It's way before my time.
Well, that answers the whole situation. I don't know why.
So there was a July 4th parade once upon a time.
Yes, at one time. Est-ce que toi t'as une parole de...
Yeah, give you a chance to kick back.
All right.
On va chanter pour la bonne nouvelle. Good news about people, places, and things in Evangeline Parish. Publisher Bobby Dardo says there's a lot more good news than bad news, and that's the reason for the success he's had through the years with one of the absolute best publications in our area. It's printed every month, and if you'd like to start getting the bonne nouvelle, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now, 363-6692. Call that number and talk to Bobby Dardo. We'd like to call it a printed version of La Tasse de Café, because you'll start getting good news every month in your mailbox. And if you like La Tasse de Café, you're going to fall in love with the great articles that you'll find each and every month in the Bonne Nouvelle. And you can send it to a friend or family member away from home. It would make a great gift for any occasion. And while you're talking to Bobby and signing up for a subscription to the Bonne Nouvelle, be sure to inquire about his photo restoration service. You know, we talk about, Charlie, a lot about things that have gone away that you can't find. Taxi drivers, you can't find shoe repairmen, you can't find TV repairmen. But you can still find someone here locally that can take those old photographs and totally restore them. And we're talking about the miracle worker. We're talking about Bobby Dardo. Don't take our word for it. Go over there to his shop. Let him show you those before and after pictures, how these old pictures, and through the help of computer technology, he can make them look like they were taken yesterday. Even if they're torn, scratched, or faded, he can amazingly restore them. So be sure to ask about his photo restoration service, 363-6692, and sign up for a year subscription to the Bonne Nouvelle. And tell Bobby that you heard this message on KVPI La Tasse de Café.
Uh-huh. Et on n'a pas passé en d'autres la ligne?
Oui.
OK, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Calvin Swallow, Belaco.
Oui, Monsieur Swallow.
I want to talk about the heat and power of suggestion.
Let's hear it.
One time this old guy was planting popcorn with a mule and a one-row planter. And it was so hot to where as he planted, the corn would pop out of the ground. It was fine, you know.
Whoa!
For a while, the old mule saw that. He stopped and he looked around. He saw everything was white. He thought it was snow and he froze.
In his tracks. Oh, Evan, didn't you fall?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wow, that's cold a lot, yeah.
No, that's actually hot a lot.
Later.
All right, thank you very much, Evan.
All right, 363-2124. That's our coin for the day, Charlie.
Hey, that's a good one,
yes,
though.
Yes, it is.
Turn around and saw that popcorn. You thought it was snow and he froze. Wow, you said that's hot, but that's cold, do you?
It is cold.
For him to freeze to death in the middle of the summer. Mark, I'll tell you, it's getting deeper and deeper here. We're having a very good time. But I tell you one thing I do want to do is talk about another place of business. That's Village Boutique. Je connais le Village Boutique qu'on appelle le SAS. Et la place ici, ils ont un gros sale d'appel, un sale de sur le linge d'été pour les dames. Et pour les enfants et tout ça. Ils ont un gros sale d'appel réduit dessus la marchandise. Ils ont payé clear up les affaires. Ils ont un discount jusqu'à 50% dessus de certaines marchandises. Ça vaut la peine d'aller prendre un ride en Zapolusa, se visiter avec les Vaillamons en Village Boutique dessus Cresswell Lane. Et en Zapolusa, la place, vous savez, vous allez être content de la visiter parce que vous pouvez trouver du linge pour les dames, pour les enfants. Et là, ensuite, vous pouvez trouver des bottes de travail par Red Wing. Et ensuite, les jeans, les Wrangler jeans. Et les chemises par Wranglers pour les hommes aussi. Et les mondes âgés, les senior citizens, vont avoir un discount de 20% dessus le linge de les dames et les enfants quand ça va visiter. Ça, c'est en Village Boutique, Cresswell Lane, Les Appaloosas. Okay, Mark, on n'a pas passé d'autre.
Since we got a little pause in the action, Charlie, we have one more of these Chamber of Commerce Tourism Commission posters that we've been giving away the last few weeks. Let's give it away now, Charlie.
Daddy called Cajun Prairie.
Yeah, well, again, thank you to Miss Camille and all the nice people at the tourism. We're going to take the fourth caller. The lines are open. Start calling now, 363-2124, wherever you are, even if you're in the neighboring parishes, because this map has Acadia Parish, St. Landry Parish. It has Evangeline Parish, Charlie Lafayette Parish, Vermilion Parish, and all of the different tourism sites on this beautiful color map.
It's a remarkable piece of work.
Yeah, I mean, they got the Cajun Music Festival, Fred's Lounge, Hotel Kazan. They got the Pig Stand, Floyd's Record Shop, Smoke Meat, Capital of the World, Swamp Pop Music, Capital of the World. Got Lautel on here, Zotico Hall of Fame in Lautel. All kinds of great stuff.
Now, I wonder whose image they used to do the fiddler and the accordion player.
Maybe Camille might know, Charlie. Maybe you can ask her to give us a call.
On this over here. I see the fiddler's got his bartels.
Uh-huh.
And she's saying, chapeau. But that Camille put in his idea.
Yeah, maybe Miss Camille's listening. If she knows, she can give us a call here at KVPI. and we'll get her on the air, and she can give us some more background on these beautiful color posters. And if you'd like one, I'm sure she's got some at the Chamber of Commerce.
So. Oh, I'm sure.
And so give us a call. Fourth caller that gets through on our lines. We are answering the phones. On the, let's pick up this call right here, Charlie. It might be Camille.
Eh, bonjour, qui te parle? Hello?
You're on the air. Nobody home, Charlie.
No. Ça veut pas charrer, Mark.
No, they don't want to talk.
Ils ont honte. Ah, ouais. D'abord, ça peut jongler. Je sais ça, Evan, d'après dire. Ce serait pas une bonne idée de planter du maïs, ces jours-ci, d'abord.
Non, pas du tout.
Mais moi, je vais te dire qui, donc.
If you want some talk, maybe.
Je vais te dire qui, je n'ai eu du maïs frais, du maïs tendre.
Uh-huh.
On a, moi et ma femme, s'est préparé quelques paquets de maïs tendres. C'est ce maïs de gin, le maïs doux. Oh, ben écoute, il était cru, il était doux, pareil comme s'il avait mis du sucre dessus.
Wow.
C'est bien bon. C'est du joli maïs.
Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie. It's Camille.
Well, Camille, I'm glad to know you're listening.
Oh, I'm always listening. Actually, the figures were done through the committee. We worked, actually, Miss Becky started on the committee before I took over, and we met with the Tourist Commission from Acadia and St. Landry Parish. And these particular, the artists who work with us were from the Lafayette area. We had a graphic artist and a real painter who put that together for us. And they used some of the musicians, actually, out of the Plaisance Zydeco area. I think that's what they decided on.
Okay.
They must have had a poster already done throughout St. Landry Parish, if I'm not mistaken. And they had a fiddler, and they had an accordion player, and a violinist, and different things that they kind of captured, and they showed it to us, and they enlarged it. And all of us together just chose those particular two images, thinking it was the closest to the real Cajun music and the Zydeco music. And that's how those figures got put up there.
Okay. My only suggestion next time, let's add a third musician with a saxophone for Swamp Pop.
That's true. You know, we're the Swamp Pop capital, so we have to put in what we can. At least I have that in the poster.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Well, listen, we appreciate it. And you have some of these posters available at the chamber office?
Yes, I do. And I'm trying to, first of all, I want to finish giving them out to the schools, you know, and the offices. But I do have enough to give to people who want them. If you come in, I'll be glad. I can't give you like two or three, but I can give you one. And we hope to have them displayed everywhere. Randy and I went to on a little convention to Grapevine, Texas a few weeks ago, and I gave them out there. So they're in the Oklahoma Tourist Commission's office, and they're also in Arkansas and in West Texas. So at least we have our name up there.
Lord, you spread them out all over the place.
Exactly. We all have a great one. Don't burn up this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Camille.
All right.
We got a winner, Charlie. Congratulations to...
Helen Vidrine?
Hilda
Vidrine.
Yeah, congratulations, Miss Hilda Vidrine, our winner. So
come on
thank
by.
You for... come on by. Get your poster, Miss Hilda.
I heard Camille say... she used the word fiddle a while ago. And in the same conversation, she used the violin. Now, tell me, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. I thought they were the same thing, but they're not the same thing.
That's my question. Is there a difference between a fiddle and a violin?
Let's take another call. We'll find out.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Ça, c'est Walter Fontenot.
Oui.
And my old buddy, Alvin Swallow.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about nightclubs.
Uh-huh.
In between Chitanya and Mamou, there was a nightclub on the bayou.
On the bayou?
On the bayou. We can't remember the name of it, though. It's not Clinton's Fader, though.
At Bayou de Con?
Yeah, on Bayou de Con.
Between Chitanya and Mamou.
What years are we talking about?
Oh, that's back in the 70s.
In the 70s?
Yes.
Hmm.
If anybody would remember that, I'd like to know the name of it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure if there's somebody listening, I'm sure we'll get our answer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then. Thank y'all so much.
We appreciate the call, Mr. Walter.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Not call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles? Whoa, put your radio down low. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Who's this?
Camille again.
Yes, Camille.
The fiddle and the violin are the same instrument, but we call them, we use the two terms because of the music played on them.
Okay.
The fiddle was always used mostly in folk music, in the hill country, in the mountain music, and again in our Cajun music.
Okay.
Violin was more, you know, it was the instrument when we talk about the major orchestras and having a whole, I'm losing my train of thought, but
yes,
you know, when they have a maestro and you have the harps and you have the big orchestras playing, we call that violin. You never really think of those big orchestras where they sing off and all using a fiddle.
I know more.
But I heard the two gentlemen who taught at Sacred Heart this year who came with the Roots grant we had, they both had violins and accordions. And he asked the children exactly that question. He says, I can play this particular instrument. It's a beautiful violin. And he says, I'll make it a violin. And he strummed out, did like Strauss, the lullaby, and he can actually do that. And then all of a sudden he broke into like turkey in the straw. Now he says, we have a fiddle. So I think that answers your question.
Just the way you play it.
Yes.
On this. In other words, the violin, that's the sophisticated.
It's the fiddle and the violin is the same instrument, yes, sir.
But
okay,
it's
thanks. What you play on.
We appreciate it.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Camille.
All right. See?
Now we know.
We get the answers that we're looking for. But I don't remember a nightclub between Chaitanya and Mabu.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Était plus jeune que moi.
I remember.
Je pense c'est pour ça ton computer travaille mieux de la
mienne. We used to travel a lot between Mamou, because, you know, a lot of my kinfolk come from the Chaitanya area. We used to travel that Mamou road to Chaitanya. And I remember there was a lounge or a bar or something back, but I think it was further back. I think it was back in the 60s. But I could be wrong, Charlie. I've been wrong before.
I'm not in a position to argue on that one because I don't remember. We didn't travel that road all that much. Mark, t'es going to essayer de placer un phone call?
I'll get some more calls first.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, c'est mon tour.
C'est ton tour.
All right, c'est Valmont Dupré, Borisy.
Oui, Valmont.
Écoute, that lounge you're talking about between Mamou and Chaitanya, that was on Highway 95, that was the Bayou Lounge, they called it.
The Bayou Lounge.
Wait, I was told, I don't know this for sure, but I was told that was for Mr. Floyd Reed in Mahmoud that had that for a while, but I went there when I was about 16 there. You know, it was against the law, man, and it didn't matter back then.
It was right next to the bayou, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right.
Yeah, well, they got some trailers parked right there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that was on the bayou?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It was back in the 60s, 50s?
The 70s, Negan, in the 70s.
In the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s.
18 yet, you know, so.
Uh-huh. Okay, but Valmont, we appreciate the call.
Okay, I got a question for Mark there. I sort of heard some news yesterday in Mahmoud that him and Mr. Jim were talking about me Wednesday on the show. I missed it. I was out the truck. I was working.
Were your ears burning?
Yeah, a little bit, but I caught the news yesterday in Mahmoud there.
Oh, I don't know. What did we say?
Well, they don't quite remember, but they were talking about me and who I worked for, and they wanted to know if I was listening. That's all I was told.
Oh, it seemed like your name came up in the conversation, but I don't remember what was it about, Valmont.
Oh, your memory it goes fast, huh?
It goes fast sometimes.
Hey, Valmont, I'm going to put it to you this way. The term that is used, you snooze, you lose.
Ça peut très bien. Yeah, you're right.
All right, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I know it's all.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Dalen.
Oui, Dalen.
Le Bayou Lounge, ça a été fait comme un cap. Lincoln Bertrand a fait un cap, là.
Uh-huh.
Il l'a vendu à Thied. Thied a fait dance hall.
Uh-huh.
La Rouvillol l'a acheté.
Uh-huh.
La Reed l'a acheté.
Uh-huh.
Floyd Reed.
Ça a changé de main plusieurs
Après
fois.
Après ça, Thied l'a vendu à O.C. Chapman. Il a fait un cap avec là aussi. Il l'a vendu à quelqu'un d'autre.
Uh-huh.
The trailers there. That was back in the late, very late 60s, early 70s.
All right.
No problem. We'll take care of it.
What was the name of the place, Dan?
Bayou Lounge.
The Bayou Lounge.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate the call.
Okay, Tyler.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
All right. So if you're holding on, hold on. We've got a couple of messages to take care of. And right now, Vachare Por, I just got off the phone, and il est occupé, Charlie. So our good friend, Mr. Yo, Happy Blake. Et on a un spécial message de Happy Blake and his happy personnel over at Blake's Pharmacies. Blake wants me to remind everyone during this busy, hot summer season, a lot of us are making plans to visit in the woods, camping out, enjoying the great outdoors. But if you get too many bug bites, too much sun, or you come in contact with something that may cause a rash, be sure to contact the friendly personnel at Blake's for those wonderful over-the-counter products that will help you survive this hot summer season. And Blake wants me to remind you again, to you, Charlie, to everyone listening in, before too long, his MPs and his Zozos will be coming out right there exclusively at Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur in South Chitanya. And if there's a special gift-giving thing coming up that you need, check out his big line of giftware in his gift department. You know what? A lot of LSU fans are celebrating the national champion baseball team. They're the national champs. And Blake's has a fantastic selection of LSU merchandise for all of the LSU fans in your family. So go by and visit with Happy Blake and all his happy personnel at both locations of Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur and South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Hold on. We'll be right with you. If you're on the line, just hold on.
All right. Now, I tell you what, Mark. I'd like to talk about Chapman's Dirt Service. Chapman's Dirt Service, ici de la vie plate. Mon nom est Sandra Chapman. Vous êtes peut être sûr et vous êtes peut être certain de nous autres. On va vous traiter bien comme vous êtes, pas deal avec nous autres. Pour délivrer des gravois, de la terre, de toute qualité, ou du sable, et des... j'ai trouvé des limestones et tout ça. Ça, c'est tout abordable en Chapman's Dirt Service. Et Sandra est capable de vous offrir à des prix de bien, bien raisonnables. C'est ça. Appelle Sandra pour tous les détails, pour toute l'information. Ça, vous avez besoin de demander des questions pour. Son numéro de phone est 363-786-N. 363-786-N. Le Chapman's Dirt Service, et je vais vous dire qui de Sandra va être la personne que vous allez vouloir dire avec, parce que c'est une vaillante personne, elle va vous donner du bon service et elle peut délivrer la marchandise pour vous autres à la 5 trucks dessus le chemin, et ça veut dire quand vous allez appeler, on vous autres, ils sont parés pour aller. Là, si vous êtes à pas le moyen d'épailler cette gravois ou cette terre, ça vous autres, dit, et elle va envoyer les gens pour faire le job pour vous autres. Ça, c'est le Chapman's Dirt Service.
All right, hold on. We'll be right with you. We've got two more calls to pick up, and we'll pick them up right after this word.
Okay, et moi, je vais dire qu'en fait, toi, tu ne dis pas cette parole ici pour nous autres ce matin.
All right, let's talk about Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. The next time you need home medical equipment, remember to choose Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Remember, you have the right to choose your home medical provider. Tell your doctor you want to get your medical equipment from one of the fastest-growing home medical dealers in our area. Home-owned and operated by Mr. Gary Brignac. Gary offers you more than 22 years of experience in the home medical business. Call Gary right now at 468-3722. And Gary Brignac would like to remind you that if your motorized wheelchair or scooter is not working properly, you need some repair work, call Gary, 468-3722. He can make that wheelchair or scooter work like brand new again. Maybe you need to change a chair or a tire or a battery. He can do it, and in most cases, it will not cost you a penny because Medicare will pick up the cost. Call Gary Brignac and start enjoying your wheelchair and scooter. And don't forget, he talks French. That's right. Il est encagé comme nous autres. Tu peux appeler Gary n'importe quel temps. 468-3722, and tell Gary Brignac that you heard this message on La Tasse de Café. Gary Brignac and all the friendly folks at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales on 6th Street in Big Mamou.
Okay, Mark. Bonjour. Qui tu parle?
It's Sylvia Vaillant.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, back when I'm 85, back when I was about 4 or 5 years old, my daddy played the fiddle and the guitar. And my other old uncle played the French harp, and now they call that a harmonica.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had an old uncle that was a Pentecost preacher, and all of them played pianos, and they moved to California, to Fresno, with a young cousin of mine. He played at Las Vegas and all those big places, and he played the violin. So it turned into a violin back in the 40s when my uncle then went to California.
Okay.
So that's how I know both, but it still stayed the fiddle with us people.
Yeah.
And my old uncle, J.B. Yeldon was what his name was, he played way back when the Oakdale Station first opened, and they had a group that he played that harp, and he could make that freight train and all that, it sound like you was hearing it, and the foxtrot and all of that. And I have a picture of a group that was all there that played there way back in the, I would say the early 40s, when the radio station, whatever time the radio station opened.
Okay, well, radio station here in Ville Platte is 53.
No, I believe the Oakdale station.
Mark?
Don't know when it opened. I think it's the early 50s.
Yeah, well, I guess that's when they were playing.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
appreciate it.
That's about all I know today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. Okay, Mark. Allons-y, Nathalie, fini, mais moi, j'ai un peu chardé pour le Jerry's Furniture à 1050 East Laurel à Eunice. Ils ont des gros sales de PADSTL. Ils ont de la marchandise de paix offerte à des prix. Ça a été beaucoup, beaucoup réduit. Et il y a de la marchandise. Ça offre des fameux noms comme Ashley, Broyhill, Pulaski, Riverside, Liberty. Ils ont un gros, ça s'appelle ça, un galerie. Tu dirais ça comme un galerie, c'est une galerie.
Un galerie.
C'est ça, de Lazy Boys, de toute qualité, pas juste les recliners. Ça vaut la peine de prendre un ride et visiter avec Ted Riviere et son staff. En Jerry's Furniture, la Highway 190, en Est de Eunice. Ça, c'est en sortant de Eunice, du chemin des Appalachians. Et rappelez-vous, Jed est toujours capable de vous délivrer et sera sans vous charge rien de ce là. Le numéro de fond pour appeler, c'est 457. 4272. Le Jerry's Furniture à Eunice. Et Mark?
Ça, c'est tout, Charlie.
Ça, c'est tout. C'est fait et c'est fini. Et c'est tout le temps là. On souhaiterait d'avoir une autre heure pour nous autres avoir l'agrément avec vous autres parce qu'on a fait passé si temps un bon temps. Mais notre temps est fini. Et ça veut dire qu'on a été fait possible au travers de les compliments de K&B Grocery, Doug Ashing Building Materials, Blake's Pharmacies, Bonne Nouvelle, B&S Grocery, LJ Chapman Dirt Service, Ardwan Salvage, a Family Heron Gifts, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, Jerry's Furniture, Village Boutique, et Brown's Furniture. Et moi, on va vous dire que ça a été notre vrai plaisir, comme c'est tous les vendredis matin d'être avec vous autres, et on souhaite d'être capable de vous voir à le Festival de la Viande Bouconnet ce week-end, et on va souhaiter de le bon Dieu va bénir tout le monde.
Après écouter la station radio KVPI AM-FM La Ville-Platte, c'est 3 minutes après l'heure de 9h, et restez tunes pour la musique.